Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. It's an honor to take the floor as part of this discussion on interdependence of development strategies and globalized world. At the outset, I'd like to thank the Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan for her introductory words, and we're fully convinced that under your leadership, we'll be able to achieve concrete and fruitful results that will contribute to the advancement of common goals on this crucial issue. Secondly, we associate ourselves with the statement of the Group of 77 and China made by the delegation of Peru, as well as the statement made by GRULAC, made by the delegation of Guatemala. Mr. Chair, from the Republic, Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, this issue is not only relevant but also urgent in an international context marked by deep inequalities, multiple challenges facing humanity, and the need to build a more just and equitable world order. In an increasingly interconnected world, interdependence is an inescapable reality. Trade flows and global supply chains, environmental challenges, among others, remind us that no country can act in isolation. However, this interdependence does not always translate into equitable benefits. While some countries have managed to harness globalization to boost their development, others, such as many of the least developed countries and developing economies, have been left behind. Venezuela recognizes that global interdependence must be based on principles of solidarity, cooperation, and respect for the sovereignty of peoples. We cannot speak of sustainable development if economic asymmetries, unfair trade practices, and the indiscriminate exploitation of natural resources of the countries of the Global South by some economic powers persist. In this context, development strategies must be adapted to the realities of each nation, respecting its historical, cultural, and economic particular features. For Venezuela, development cannot be imposed from outside. It must be the result of an autonomous and sovereign process based on social justice, equity, and environmental protection. Mr. Chairman, the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela has been promoting policies aimed at economic diversification, technological sovereignty, and social inclusion. We have prioritized investment in strategic sectors such as energy, agricultural industry, with the aim of reducing our dependence on imports and strengthening our productive capacity. In addition, we have implemented social programs that guarantee access to education, health, and housing for all citizens, in line with the Sustainable Development Goals. However, we cannot ignore that development of our countries is limited by structural obstacles, such as the weight of foreign debt, lack of access to advanced technologies, and, in the case of Venezuela, in the criminal and illegitimate unilateral coercive measures. These barriers limit our ability to fully integrate into the global economy and take advantage of the opportunities offered by interdependence. The so-called sanctions, contrary to international law and incompatible with the principles of the Charter of the United Nations, have not only hindered access to financial and technological resources, but have also directly affected the well-being of the Venezuelan people. Despite these adversities, Venezuela reiterates its commitment to international cooperation in the search for collective solutions that promote equity, justice, and respect for the sovereignty of states as fundamental pillars for inclusive and sustainable development in an increasingly interconnected and constantly developing world. It is imperative to reshape the international financial system and to renew the commitment to multilateralism. Only through coordinated action and strong multilateral support will we be able to address challenges such as low global economic growth, high levels of indebtedness, and financial instability. To this end, it is crucial to prioritize international cooperation, enhance knowledge exchange, and strengthen institutional capacities, key strategies for building a resilient and equitable global framework. In conclusion, Venezuela reiterates its call for the need to reconfigure global economic and political structures to put an end to neo-colonial practices and promote inclusive and sustainable development. This new order must be based on South-South dialogue, regional cooperation, and the strengthening of multilateral institutions such as UNCTAD, which play a key role in promoting fair trade and equitable development. Thank you very much, President.